Hello, hello everyone. Tessie coming at you today with a little bit of talk about balance. So we're on a three-part series. If you haven't seen the first video of this three-part series of how to build healthy habits, the first video is all about defining what health actually means to you. Because regardless of all the guidelines and descriptions we're given and bombarded with on a daily basis, there's some intricacies, very important ones, that make it personalized and unique to us of how we feel we will be living our healthiest lives. So if you haven't seen that video, check that out first, because it's gonna be imperative for continuing on to this video and the next video to really get the most out of creating new healthy habits for yourself. In this video, we are going to talk about balance, which again is another thing, if we were to define it for ourselves, could possibly be very, very different for each and every one of us. But I wanted to talk about it because when a client comes to me, whether they're coming to me for support with relationship to food, body image, fitness, nutrition, the first question I kind of throw out there in asking them, you know, what would things be like if you had magic fairy dust and everything was ideal? What would that look like? And the number one word that comes up is balance. I would find balance. I would have balance. I would create balance in different areas of my life. So no matter what their challenge is, they're looking for kind of overall balance. And because that can be so individualized for us, I have kind of two words that I like to put alongside balance, because it's like when we think about balance, what is that? Does that literally mean I'm 100% content with every single part of my life? Now, I'm not ever a cynic and I believe in all possibilities, but from my experience and my current belief, what I feel is that balance might not necessarily mean I'm 100% in every area. There's always room for growth. There's always something we're looking to improve, and that's a good thing. So incorporating into balance, the first word I would say is focus. So when we feel like something's out of balance, it's probably because there's an area of life we haven't been focused on. So one area is here and the other area is like forgotten, back burner, I'll get to it someday. Why do I still not have that result? Because I, like, it just doesn't come naturally to me to focus on this area. Whatever that is, when we have an area out of focus, it's also out of balance. An example for me of creating some focus in my life, when I did a bodybuilding competition, I was so laser focused on that result. I was out of balance in a lot of other areas of my life, like being social with other people, because I was cooking all my meals. I was making sure I got all my workouts in. I was getting 9 hours of sleep. I didn't cheat on my diet or my exercise or anything, and I got the results. I won the show. And at the end of it, I realized that that focus was so extreme that the things it threw out of balance for me were pretty big, and that was a great learning experience and lesson for me that, to me, balance means, yes, I can focus on one area of life, and by doing so, I'm gonna be able to get results in that area, but I'm always gonna wanna check in and make sure that the things that are out of focus are not so far out of focus that when I kind of come back to a normal amount of focus on this area I'm trying to achieve results, that I don't go like haywire, right? Overeating, I was binge eating, got sick. I was miserable, I was depressed. I didn't know how to come back into balance. So that was one example for me where focus became a good and bad thing. And this translates into the second part of balance when I talk about balance is rhythm. Okay, so we go through rhythms of life. We go through seasons of life. Me personally right now, I've gone from that focus and rhythm of focusing completely on my own fitness, my own nutrition and accomplishments in those areas, to supporting others with that and focusing actually more for myself from a business standpoint. The coming into balance is, there's nothing wrong with being out of balance. It's actually a beautiful thing. We'll hear our body tell us things. So if you've gained a little bit of weight, if you feel super fatigued, if your relationships are falling apart, all that is a beautiful sign that something's out of balance. But you have to be willing to kind of get a little uncomfortable, step out of your normal routine, because whatever you're doing right now, every single day, is creating the exact results that you have. So the handout for today, getting to the punchline already, the handout for today is a life balance check-in sheet. What you're going to do, and again, this is actually related to last week. I talked about your seven healthy F words. So there's seven areas of life. They all start with an F, like family, food, fitness, fun, finances, all these areas of life that you're checking in with what your ideal healthy is. And now you're going to rate yourself. So you're going to get this sheet. You're going to rate yourself from 1 to 10, how balanced you feel, how content you feel in each of these areas. Okay, so for fun, if you are incorporating fun in your life and you're like, yeah, I'm good. That's like, if anyone asks me if I want to have fun, my answer is, yeah, there's a bear poop in the woods, right? Automatic yes, I'm a 10 in that area. If someone asks you, you know, how's your financial balance? How's your money management going? And you're like, what does that mean? You know, maybe that's a 3. So what you're going to do, you're going to rate all of these areas. The sheet will tell you exactly kind of how to do this and what's the point of it, because the next thing you're going to do is you're going to choose your lowest area. You're going to create a challenge for yourself for the next 21 days. You're going to create a focus in this part of area that's unbalanced and focus on it in this to create a better rhythm for yourself and balance for the next 21 days. But this is about focusing on one area that is a little out of rhythm, out of balance, and bringing that into the light. I look so forward to seeing what you guys are gonna be working on for 21 days. Always feel free to email me to tessie@tessietracy.com. I'm happy to answer any questions. You can also check out the last video of this series on the blog, tessietracy.com. And you guys are going to download the free Tessie tool that goes with this video. It's going to be your life balance check-in. You can get that at tessietracy.com/balance. tessietracy.com/balance. Ooh. All right, I'll chat with you guys about this soon. Feel free to leave a comment as well. Share it, like it. Let me know what's happening for you and what you want to work on. I'll make videos about that. Let's go. All right, guys, have an amazing day and amazing balance creation. Balance, 1 foot, right? Oh, you guys can't see it, but I'm balancing on one leg. Bye. Bye.